This is a Toff Radio podcast.
In this podcast, we talk about how to make sweet potato vine silage as a way of cutting costs in pig farming. Many farmers spend huge sums of money to buy feeds for their pigs. However, the feed costs can be drastically reduced if farmers can learn how to make sweet potato vines silage, which have been proved to be nutritious and palatable to pigs. If sweet potato vines are well prepared and preserved, they can be a good supplement for pigs. Here are simple steps on how to prepare and store sweet potato vine silage. Cut 60 to 100 kilograms of sweet potato vines and spread them to wilt in the sun for about 30 minutes. Chop the vines into tiny pieces and mix them with 10 kilograms of maize germ or pig grower's mash. Sprinkle half a kilogram of mineral salt and mix thoroughly. Put the mixture in an airtight 250-liter plastic tank. Compress the vines firmly to remove any airspace as you do when preparing silage. Add some little EM1 solution to improve the quality of the silage. Cover the tank tightly so that air does not get into the tank. Let it stay for 14 days or 2 weeks. After the 2 weeks, open the tank to check if the silage is ready. If the silage has a sweet smell and has turned yellow in color, then it is ready for feeding. You can feed the sweet potato vine silage to pigs from 4 months of age, to sows and gilts, that is, young female pigs, and boars, that is, the male pigs, at any time before or after their usual daily rations. Pig farmers who feed sweet potato silage to their pigs regularly can cut their feed costs by up to 30%. In addition, the sweet potato tubers that you get after you have harvested the sweet potato vines for making silage can be eaten or sold in the market. A kilogram of sweet potatoes costs between 60 shillings and 80 shillings, depending, of course, on your location. Pig farmers can also feed their pigs with sukuma wiki, cabbages, lucerne, amaranth, pawpaws, or even bananas. Hotel leftovers can also be given, but farmers must ensure that the feed is not contaminated by boiling it to ensure that all disease-causing organisms are destroyed. All the best in your pig farming as you look forward to the next Toff podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Organic Farmer.